Hey there, thank you for listening. I just have a quick announcement to make. I'm launching a group coaching series starting next fall. Seats are limited, and you'll get 50% off if you sign up before August 12th. Email me at coaching@josemoda.net to get your spot. Here are the details. You and five other people are coached together for six sessions every 2 to 4 weeks, and you choose the overarching theme. It's either leadership, communication, agile and product, emotional intelligence, or teamwork. The most voted one wins. Registration ends on September 30th. Remember, that's 50% off before August 12th. Check my website for details on group coaching. Enjoy the show. In my last episode, I mentioned the VIC triangle. It stands for visionary, integrator, and catalyst, and how it encompasses the three key points in any venture: vision, execution, and sustainability, each individual point being supported by an individual person. Now, why am I following up on that topic? Well, simply put, I feel it's important to clarify that while there's clearly a place for the trio to exist in a business or a team, it's important to recognize the importance of each one of us holding space for the three components. If you're a solopreneur, you understand how incredibly important it is to exercise all visionary, integrator, and catalyst skills. In this episode, I'll explain you how you can start exercising all three stances in small steps. My practice as a coach requires all three of them actively and constantly dancing around. Let me explain you how that happens and how you can too through the L-Spark process. Actually, before jumping into that, I'll explain why this matters to you as a knowledge worker. Whether you work in management, marketing, science, software, L&D, as long as you have some sort of ambition, big or small, you have the drive to make it happen. You have an idea of what to do, and you reflect on whether you were successful or not. If you just thought to yourself, "I have no idea why I'm doing this," or "I want this to happen, but I just don't know how," or "How do I even know I made it at all?" then this is for you. If you've ever taken a DISC personality test, you'll quickly be informed that you don't fit one single personality and ignore the other three. Rather, you discover a main personality for most of your life, and you flow between all four depending on the circumstances. Or maybe you've learned about modalities and discovered that there's a main sense, like sight, audition, or kinesthetics, that triggers your brain more than others. It's the same thing with the VIC triangle. You have a main role you fall back to most of the time, and you resort to the other two when necessary. Knowing who we are and how we become who we want to be is crucial to get through in life, our careers, and our communities. The more specific we can be about what we know about ourselves, the better. Part of that is also knowing how we view the world and how we can shape that world into something better. And therein lies the theme for today. How can we, as individuals, match our perception of a better world to reality? Here's my suggestion for the moment. Pause the episode for a few seconds and reflect about that question. What is the reality you want to create, and how do you see it happening? All right, let's continue. When we envision a different worldview, we start to strategize. How can I make the world better, we ask. What options do I have as an individual? Who is affected? What do they experience? What are the outcomes? Then we start to plan. What resources do I have? Who's my team? By when do I need to make it happen? What do I need to build? How much money do I need? What if something goes wrong? There's a difference between strategy and plans. Strategy is focused on outcomes. Planning is focused on inputs and outputs, tasks, resources, timelines. When I suggested you think about that previous question a minute ago, what did you focus on most? Strategy or planning? How does that make you feel right now? Let me give you a rather public yet good example. Southwest Airlines is an American flight company that saw success by their exquisite strategic thinking at the time. They have positioned themselves as a low-cost carrier with strong focus in their customer service and unique corporate culture. To meet this strategy, they've planned for streamlined operations, quick turnaround times, and a single plane model to start with, the Boeing 737. They've developed training programs to their staff so they would be prepared to offer the best customer service they could and meet their brand expectations. Notice the pattern. It's one thing to visualize the outcomes you're looking for and what the direction is, very typical of a visionary. A whole other thing is to make those outcomes a reality through planning, very typical of an integrator. When I set up my coaching practice, I had to think about both strategy and planning. Most of the time, if not all the time, there's a vision, a dream. And my own vision is one where people are hopeful and happy, self-aware, self-conscious, driven by a strong moral compass, leveraging technology in an ethical fashion. If I'm going to bring that vision to reality, my strategy is to focus on professionals in the knowledge economy by providing the knowledge and support they need in their work as individuals, teams, and organizations through training, mentoring, and coaching in power skills. You might be wondering what you can do to turn that dream you thought of to reality. When I coach clients, I love to refer to the Castle of Oz as it has multiple elements to it that relate to problem solving. I've created the ELSPARK acronym to help you memorize the 7 steps to start thinking holistically through a challenge. Number 1, envision. Your ultimate outcome is to meet the wizard in the castle, and you see it in the distant horizon. What do you experience when you get there and meet him? Number 2, learn. Until you reach the castle, there's lots of scenery, forests, the yellow brick road, crossroads, rivers and mountains, possibly some minions or other characters that might hold you back. Identify those major features to shape your knowledge about the world. Number 3, strategize. What is your yellow brick road? What's the direction to take? Should you even go through the yellow brick road? What are the other options and which one's better? What are the factors at play like time, money, space, community? Strategy is the direction you take compared to other possible directions. Step 4, plan. Now that you know the direction to take, get into the details. Who do you need with you? What materials and tooling? What do you need to do to get there? How much time does it take for each part? What must be left behind? Number 5, and very straightforward, action. Just walk the talk. That's it. Number 6, retrospect. The yellow brick road changes over time. That happens. Minions show up. You get tired along the way and you need to stop. Maybe the road closed for repairs and you need to take a detour. Reviewing your strategy and your plan is strongly encouraged, particularly in the knowledge economy where everything runs so fast and changes so quickly. Finally, number 7, celebrate. To be honest, this step should be baked into every other step in this list, but hey, here it is. When you reach the castle, recognize it. It doesn't have to be a bottle of champagne with loud music. It can be as simple as a heartfelt high five with your team, or even prayer, as long as you acknowledge your progress from the very beginning, step after step. Notice that steps 1 to 3 are clearly visionary. Steps 4 to 5 are clearly integrator. Steps 6 to 7 are clearly catalyst. Yet, I will argue that all 3 stances are important at every step in the sequence. Something to bear in mind there. Now you understand how the Vic triangle plays a significant role in problem solving, regardless of the situation, and the importance to understand why the different roles should not depend exclusively on three different people. You can adopt all three by yourself. Many people hire a coach because they bring a process that taps into their own potential. Through their partnership, exploring their ideas becomes a much more enriching, dense, and empowering experience. Strategizing and planning is super frequent because a lot of choices are available, and clients often seek a process for consolidating those strategies and plans. They often report successful accomplishments around the goals they set for their careers or projects, and also reporting significant transformation in the way they perceive themselves and their surroundings. This is such an incredible outcome to recognize on both ends, and it's rewarding to be able to support my own clients this way. Let's wrap up today's episode. Strategy and planning are two sides of one coin, and they both sustain a vision of either a worldview or a view of oneself. Strategy mostly informs the general direction to take compared to other directions. Planning is the substantiation of that strategy in scope, timeline, and resources. The two components dance around each other, sustained by coaching. Mostly, strategy informs planning, and sometimes planning informs strategy back through retrospective and ongoing learning. The L-SPARK sequence identifies the 7 key steps to problem solving, combining vision, strategy, planning, action, and review into one. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josimoda.net. And I'll answer it. Talk to you soon. Make it a great one today.